Spaghetti Massive Down in Villa Borghese. Dear Oliver, if I had to remember you, it would be as Rainbow Guy. One day at university, you asked a French professor a question. You wanted to know something about the origin of rainbows in fairy tales. And one day, as she wanted to answer you without knowing your name, she called aloud in front of 80 students, "Where's Rainbow Guy?" You entered the classroom like mini Jim Morrison, a nice face, long hair curling down, and your father's shoes twice your size. And you sat next to me. Why precisely me? I don't know. Perhaps sensitive souls recognize each other by smell. And you started to talk to me. When class finished, while I was speaking with a friend, you let the Cantico dei Cantici slide into my school bag. I opened the book, and on the first page, your trembling handwriting invited me to go see the equinox, or maybe just go for a coffee. I remember the way you talked, so proper and without any accent, your sensual voice, your Swiss roots, though your mother was English and your father French. I didn't know you, but I was certain you were someone special. You weren't enrolled at the university, but you wanted to attend Villa Mirafiori for a while. Perhaps the faculty that spoke to you the most. I'm in Rome to look around and find some inspiration, you told me. After a class, once we took a walk to the city center. We passed under the Accademia del Superfluo card. Your apartment was there, and you said, "My neighbor is a certain Niccolò Fabi. He's famous here, apparently." We went up and entered the studio flat full of etchings and books. I won a literary competition a while ago, you know, and I even set my poetry to music. It has me in a disenchanted, disillusioned tone, as though what he was saying belonged to a very remote time. Then he showed me an etching of a shell. It's strange, I drew the same once. He doesn't speak in an arrogant way, my friend, but it's detached, as if he needs to distance himself, otherwise he wouldn't be able to bear the impact. We go down and walk through the beautiful Campo dei Fiori. We are in 1998. The economic crisis is still a long way off. There is still the birreria at the corner with its huge barrels full of wrapped nuts, free service, and where inside you could even find oysters. And that je ne sais pas quoi over Rome, still charming and full of energy. "Let's go in," you say. "What do you prefer, oysters or porchetta?" "Porchetta," I answer. Then we go to Campo dei Fiori bakery. But it is always so difficult to find good bread in a big city, except in Paris, so we decided not to buy any. Villada, it's a sunny day in Rome. We lay on the green, and during the conversation, you try to kiss me. But the approach is a failure, so you say, "Well, I've always liked capricious girls." I smiled. You were trying to act like a man, but you were younger than me. I remember when you came and visited me in my provincial village. You got off the train dressed up in your white suit like an English tourist visiting Greece, totally out of context, unfortunately. In your pocket, a bottle of white wine. You even remembered Le Tire-Bouchon. We went for a stroll that evening, but when it was time to go, there were no trains to Rome, so you decided to go the 30 kilometers back to the city on foot. I'm not sure this guy is entirely well, I think. So I call my sister, who comes with her boyfriend, to help us, and we give him a lift back to Rome. It's 4 a.m. Why don't stay and wait for the dawn to come at Villa Borghese with a spaghetti mussels picnic? He proposes. My sister whispers to me, "Sis, you always find such extravagant guys." He came back to Villa Mirafiori, Oliver, to tell me goodbye before leaving. "Come with me to Switzerland," he asked. where I used to write for a newspaper. I'm flattered, but I have to finish my studies. So he has only his little Roman cat to bring back home. For me, life went on in the Eternal City. I was just in front at one of the many crossroads that we meet in our life, and I made one choice instead of another. Over the time, sometimes, I've wondered where he is and what he's doing. I'd like him to read these lines, but I don't know if he's into social networks or not. He offered me a brand de poésie at the threshold of the 21st century, and it is my way of saying to him, thank you.